The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 13, Text Number 12, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 25th, 2012, in Sydney, Australia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kvachit kvachit chinadhana tu tasmin shaya asana sthana vihara hina yachan parat aprilabdha kama parakya drishti labhate avamanam kvachit kvachit china danastu tasmin sehasana stana viharahina yachan paradaprati labdha kama parakya drishti labhate vamanam kvachit kvachit china danastu tasmin shayasana stana viharahina yachan paranaprati labdha kama parakya drishti labhate vamanam. Kvachvit kvachit. Sometimes, chinadana, becoming bereft of all riches. Two, but tasmin, in that forest, shaya, of bedding for lying down, asana, of a sitting place. Stana, of a residential house. Vihara, of enjoyment with a family. Hina, being bereft. Yachan, begging. Parat, from others, friends and relatives. Apilabdha kama, not getting his desires fulfilled. Parakya drishti, becomes greedy for the wealth of others. Labhate, he obtains avamanam, dishonor. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. On the forest path of material existence, sometimes a person is without wealth and due to this does not have a proper home, better sitting place, nor proper family enjoyment. He therefore goes to beg money from others, but when his desires are not fulfilled by begging, he wants to borrow or steal the property of others. Thus he is insulted in society. Purport. The principles of beg, borrow, or steal are very appropriate in this world. When one is in want, he begs, borrows, or steals. If begging is unsuccessful, he borrows. If he cannot pay, he steals, and when he is caught, he is insulted. This is the law of material existence. No one can live here very honestly. Therefore, by trickery, cheating, begging, borrowing, or stealing, one tries to satisfy his senses. Thus, no one in this material world is living peacefully. It's a tough place. Very tough place. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragnitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So what to do? We're living in hell. It's a very, very hellish situation. What is the hope for happiness in such a dungeon of the demons? And the only hope is you have to transcend the whole thing. It's the only hope. We're living in a nightmare. Actually, it is a nightmare. It's material existence. Everybody is greedy. Everybody is trying to exploit. It's a very, very problematic situation. Just like that lake in Krimi Bojana. You know that lake in Krimi Bojana? Full of worms. They're all cannibals. It's one of the hells you go to for eating boga. If you eat unoffered food, you go to Krimi Bojana. It's described in the fifth canto. It's a big lake of worms, and they eat each other, you see. So you either eat another one of your fellow worms or you're eaten by one of your fellow worms. It's one of the others. You have your choice. Eat or be eaten. So it's like them. They call Papa calls it. Actually, it's said in the material society, they call it dog-eat-dog world. It's dogs eating dogs. That's the situation. So what is the hope? The hope is Krishna. Because Krishna is more powerful than this whole material existence. And he takes personal care of his devotees. Loving care, just like the father protecting the child, you see. So if we actually take shelter of Krishna, then he personally provides everything. We don't have to be in anxiety. We just go on serving Krishna. And whatever we need to do that service, it will come by Krishna's grace. Ananyaschintiyantomang yejana priyapasate te shandachibhyuktanang yogachemam vaham yaham. Krishna promises in the Gita, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. And Prabhupada elaborated on that verse in one lecture. He said, Krishna personally delivers to your door whatever you need. Can you imagine? Krishna personally gives you. He makes sure. He personally delivers it to you. You say, well, how can I believe that's true? Because I'm just struggling. I don't have my necessities. I'm in great difficulty. Well, note the condition. Krishna says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion. So if you say, well, I'm not getting everything provided by Krishna. I have to struggle. I'm in so much anxiety. Well, are you exclusively devoted to Krishna? That's what we have to honestly look in our own hearts. How much am I really devoted to Krishna and how much am I devoted to my material senses? You see, what is the percentage? 1% Krishna, 99% my senses. 50-50, what's the percentage? What's the mix? You see, because until we become completely spotless, Mahabhagavat, Uttam Adhikari, then we have some mix of sense gratification, throwing everything off, you see. Make to the extent that we are still addicted to sense gratification, to that extent we must struggle and be in anxiety in this material world, you see. So an intelligent person thinks, why should I be in anxiety? Why not just give up this desire for sense gratification? Because what does it do for me? I gratify my senses. They become agitated for more gratification. That's so. Dushparena lalena cha. These senses are never satisfied and they burn like fire, you see. The tongue, the genitals, the false ego, you see. You can gratify them, but what do you get? You just get more agitated. So the intelligent person thinks, why should I play into Maya's trap, you see? Why should I be sucked into Maya's trap of sense gratification? Why not follow the order of Prabhupada, the instructions given by Prabhupada? The beautiful, perfect instructions of how anybody, even the most degraded Jagai and Madai type character, can become a pure devotee, you see. Why not? We have to just use our intelligence and take advantage of these instructions. How we can become Paramahamsa. Even the most degraded debauchee can become a Paramahamsa by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, you see. We simply have to follow the instructions. That's all. Like I gave you the example yesterday, making banana bread. It's not difficult to make banana bread, but if you don't follow the recipe, it will be very difficult for you to make proper banana bread. In fact, it will be impossible for you to make banana bread if you don't follow the recipe. You got to put the bananas, the flour, you know, the oil, the baking powder, the sugar, like that, the milk, you know, like that. But if you leave out the baking powder, it's hopeless. If you don't put flour, it's hopeless. If there's no sugar, it's tasteless. You see? You have to follow the recipe exactly as it is given. So Prabhupada has given the recipe. How we can become pure devotees. How we can get out of material consciousness. It was amazing to note in yesterday's reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that you can become liberated even within your present body. You can fully become reestablished in your eternal relationship with Krishna even before dying, you can imagine. Every one of us has an eternal relationship with Krishna in any one of five primary rasas. We all have that. It's our intrinsic nature to serve Krishna in a particular way, according to our individual constitutions, our svarups. If you take this process very seriously, you can actually fully realize that in this oneness material, but not as long as you're addicted to material sense gratification. You see? Some people think, yeah, one devotee told my disciple in Malaysia, Prabhu, I've realized my rasa. Not so cheap thing, you see. Here we are battling it out, the Narta Nivritti stage, you know. Our lust, our anger, our greed, and I've realized my rasa. Don't kid yourself, you see. Don't kid yourself. Only for liberated souls. But we can become liberated souls. We can become liberated souls. Iha yasha hiradashe karmana manasagara nikala svapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchate Rupa Goswami 1.2.187 Bhakti Vasamrita Sindhu. For one who engages his body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna, he becomes a liberated soul, jivan mukta, even within all material circumstances. Even if you have to work a job, you know, 9 to 5 or 9 to whatever, now it's more than 9 to 5, 9 till 8, 9 till 10 at night, they turn you into slaves, corporate slaves, you see. Actually, the universities, you ever figure why do the corporations donate so much money to the universities? You ever figured out why they do that? The corporations give big money to the universities. Why? Because the universities train people to be corporate slaves. They get very good slaves, corporate slaves out of the universities. You see, you have to slave your way to get your degree. So they figure if you're a good enough slave to earn a degree, you can be a good enough slave for a corporation also, you see. That's why they want college graduates in many types of jobs. You have to be a college graduate. You have to prove that you're a bona fide slave. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, I'm a certified slave. This is my degree to prove it. A certified slave, you see. I slaved like an ass to get my degree. Now I can slave like an ass for your corporation, sir. But still they're not happy, you see. They're working so hard, but still they're not happy. They can get laid off at any time. No matter what position you may have in this material world, no matter how nicely, so-called nicely, you may be situated, it is not possible for anyone to ever be happy in this material world because we are fish out of the water. No matter what facility you give that fish on the land, you may give him a nice Rolls-Royce car, a beautiful movie star wife, you see. You may give him so many facilities. But that fact, that little fish cannot be happy in the land. He's a creature of the water. Just toss him back in the water and all his problems are immediately solved, you see. So that's the simple solution for all of our difficulties. We just have to say, okay, Krishna, now I belong to you. My senses are your property. Therefore, my eyes, my ears, my nose, my tongue, my belly, my genitals, they're your property. And from now on, I will only use them in your service, you see. I will not use them for my sense gratification any longer. Now I will only use them in your service, you see. Maybe it's a little scary because we've been addicted to sense gratification for millions of lifetimes. A little scary. I don't know. It sounds too heavy for me to really take that mood. But just try it. Just be a little daring, you see. Try it. It's an experiment. It's like I was explaining last night. I've served my senses for millions and billions of lifetimes. Where did it get me? Another ridiculous, rotting body, you see. That's all it got me. I served my senses faithfully. Whatever they wanted, my eyes, my tongue, my nose, my belly, my genitals, I've been serving them so faithfully for millions and billions of lifetimes. And where did it get me? Another stupid, rotting body, that's all. So why not just make an experiment for one lifetime? I will just serve Guru and Krishna. I'll make a little experiment here, a scientific experiment. For one lifetime, I'm just going to serve Guru and Krishna and tell the senses to just shut up. You're only going to get what you need to stay healthy and nothing more. Just shut up. You see? The tongue says, give me, you say, no. And the genitals say, come on, give me sex, no. You see? For one lifetime, I'm going to be tough with my senses. I'm just going to serve Krishna. This is an experiment. And see what the result is. And if you don't like it, hey, you can come back again and be a sense gratifier again, you see. But actually, that endeavor to be a devotee will give you a sense gratification on the heavenly planet. So it's worth it. Make one endeavor to be a tapasvi in this lifetime. And even if you want to come back for sense gratification, you'll get very nice sense gratification on the heavenly planet if you sincerely try to be a devotee, you see. But who wants it, you see? Krishna bhakti is millions and billions of times more relishable. Just like this kirtan. It's millions and billions of times sweeter than sex pleasure, you see. Who needs material enjoyment? We have kirtan, we have Krishna's holy name. We have prasad, we have the deities, we have devotional service. This is millions and billions of times more relishable than even enjoying sex life with the most beautiful apsara in the heavenly planets, you see. We don't need all this garbage. It's just illusory pleasure, maya sukaya. We have Krishna, the reservoir of all pleasure, you see. Krishna will become our property. Krishna becomes owned by the devotee who fully gives himself to Krishna. When you become Krishna's property, Krishna becomes your property. You own Krishna. When you let Krishna take ownership of you, then he reciprocates and he becomes owned by you also. You see? So when you possess God who owns everything, you can't lack in any way. If you own that person who owns everything, you cannot be lacking in any way, in any time, place, or situation. You can never be lacking in any way, spiritually or materially, if you own that person who owns everything. That's why Prabhupada had no difficulty. He wanted to get that Fisher Mansion in Detroit. Immediately the money came. Immediately. So we simply have to put our full faith in Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, the previous acharyas. In this way, fully dedicate ourselves to awakening our dormant Krishna consciousness, and then just see the amazing, splendorous, wondrous result. This is what Prabhupada is asking us to do. So now we should do it. Please, Prabhupada. He's asking us to do this. He's begging us to do this. So now let us please Srila Prabhupada by doing this. And then he will smile very favorably upon us. And when Prabhupada smiles upon us, and Krishna will smile upon us. You see. So any questions? Got a couple of minutes left, all right?
In the nectar instruction,
Tamil Nadu?
Goswami prays that Kamalinam Katina Katidan. So,
yeah.
I've served this sense so long, and I know now that it has not given me any benefit. And
yeah.
Now that our intelligence is awakened, yet why we run after the sense gratification?
Now that our intelligence is awakened.
Yeah, intelligence is awakened. So we all, in coming in Krishna consciousness, we have our intelligence awakened.
Now we're giving up the sense gratification.
Yeah, but we are still running after the sense gratification.
So what's the question then?
The question is that how to avoid that?
How to avoid it?
Avoid it, yeah, and fully like, then he says, Ashaiva Ma. Then I want to. Please engage me in your service. We also want that. But how it is not happening?
You're asking how, why or how we can avoid it? Which one?
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Why?
And how?
And both. Okay. Why is it happening and how we can avoid it? Rupa Goswami has a very nice verse. Kamadi dam katida katida palita nu de deshas teisham tattamayi na karana natarpa no prishanti. He says that he says that, how does it begin? I have no love for Krishna. Is it that verse? Nor do I have any desire to engage in the process of hearing and chanting. How does it begin? Kamadi nang katina kali palita adani desha tesham jatamai na karana nasrasa no prashanti utsvadaitan yada yadpate sam sablub stamayata sharanang abhyamang nikshmatma dashe. He's saying that, well, my Lord, there is no limit to the extent of my lusty desires. Although I have served them faithfully, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve these senses, nor have I even desired to give them up. Recently, however, my intelligence is awakened, and now I am giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the orders of these desires. Therefore, my dear Lord, I now come to you. I surrender your fearless lotus feet, and I ask you, please engage me in your personal service and save me. Yes, that's the translation. There is no limit to the orders of these lusty desires. So the point is, these senses, there's no limit to how much they can demand gratification. So how is it that we're still addicted, if we're still being carried away by sense desires, it means our transcendental intelligence is not awakened. That's what it means. We have not awakened our transcendental intelligence. So how to do that? You have to hear from those whose intelligence has been awakened. Because their words convey transcendental shakti or transcendental potency. If you hear from those whose transcendental intelligence has been awakened by the power of that Shabda Brahma emanating from their mouths, your transcendental intelligence will also be awakened. That's how Prabhupada saved us, you see. He was fully awakened in his transcendental intelligence. So by hearing Prabhupada's words with full faith and devotion, our transcendental intelligence also became awakened, and we can give up all this nonsense sense gratification. So if I'm still addicted, I'm giving in to lusty desires, it means my transcendental intelligence is not yet awakened, and I simply have to hear from those whose transcendental intelligence is awakened. You see, hear from from Prabhupada, hear from advanced devotees. And in this way, I will also get an awakening and I can give up slavery to my senses. Okay? So I think our time is up. I see the clock says 7:15, so that's time for the greeting. So we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Huh? It's not time is up. So kindly hear very sincerely from Prabhupada and those who are purely presenting the message of Prabhupada. And in this way, you and me will all get our transcendental intelligence fully awakened. And we'll be able to give up sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.